The festive season is fast approaching in Kwetu Kingdom, and King Matata is seated at the palace together with Chief Tumbombele, Chief Wan, Bikize, Bifaraja, and a few village elders. Dusk has set in, and the villagers who have had a long day have already driven their cattle into the bomas.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening again.
Good evening, Chief Tumbombele.
Yes, I am Senior Chief Tumbombele, the eyes and ears of the king and trusted by the king. I mobilize, organize, and prepare such vibrant forums for the king. And now, if you may allow me, let me welcome the ruler of our land, King Matata.
Yay!
Welcome, welcome, Your Majesty.
Yeza, yeza.
Yeza.
Yeba, yeba.
Yeza.
Elders of Kwetu Kingdom, I welcome you to my palace. I don't have much to say, but I thank you very much for the good job that you're doing in my kingdom. And now, by all the powers bestowed on me by our ancestors, I would like to usher in officially the initiation ceremony as part of our tradition. Remember, a people without traditions
are slaves.
A people without traditions
are slaves.
Yeza, yeza.
Yeza.
My king, the men, women, boys and girls are excited and ready. Are you?
Yes.
I assure you, my king, all is set for the ceremony. Yeba, yeba.
Yeba.
My king and fellow elders of the great Kwetu Kingdom, let us rejoice. Woo, woo, woo. Let us dance, because as the pupa turns into a butterfly, the girls are ready and the knife is sharp. I feel very privileged to perform my duties in your honor this season once again. May you and the spirits of our ancestors guide me. Thank you.
As Bikize sits, the crowd murmurs, then Bifaraja rises to speak.
Pardon me, Your Majesty. Thank you for being part of the team that will grace the occasion. But I have a matter of concern when it comes to the rite of passage. We have been losing our daughters, our angels. Last season, one girl bled to death, and another one is still nursing the wounds. Seriously, this issue has not been addressed at all, Your Majesty.
My able king of Kwetu Kingdom, the words of Bifaraja are an insult to our culture and distasteful to the ears of our ancestors. No one wishes for death, and it's only unfortunate when it happens. But I want to assure you, my king, that we, the chiefs of Kwetu, are in total support of the cat.
Yes.
Yeba, yeba.
Yeza.
Yeba, yeba.
Yeza.
My people,
yes.
When the time comes for the caterpillar to be a butterfly, no one, in fact, I'm repeating this, no one, not even the caterpillar itself, can do anything.
Exactly.
As the custodians of the culture, we shall abide by it.
Yes.
No question.
Yes.
We shall abide by it.
Yes.
So the ceremony must continue as it has always been.
Yes.
Go, go and serve my people.
Yes.
It is at night and elsewhere in the kingdom. Nyota and her father are engaged in a heated argument about her attending the ceremony the following day. Nyota retires to bed early, feeling misunderstood, frustrated, and in a cloud of thoughts. The sunrise to the sounds of ululation in Kwetu Kingdom. Dew shines on the grass as Nyota comes out of the house. Her father is seated on a rock facing the sun.
Nyota! Nyota!
Yes, Papa.
Please bring me a cup of tea.
Okay. Please, Papa.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, my daughter, why do you have a long face? It is such a bright morning.
Papa.
Do you know what day it is?
But, Papa, I'm nervous.
Nervous?
Yes, Papa.
Why?
I don't think I'm ready for this.
You listen to me, Nyota.
Papa.
And listen to me.
But
I
Papa.
Do not want to discuss that matter again. Do you understand?
Papa!
Shut up! Nyota!
Papa! Father, please. Father, please listen to me.
What?
We as the young girls and women of this village, we have not been allowed to share our thoughts about the pain inflicted on us through these traditions.
You listen to me. I will not repeat myself. I don't want to have this discussion ever again.
Papa.
Listen. Go inside the house and get
But...
It is due day, and the selected girls are being taken to a special house in readiness for the ceremony. Mzee Tama arrives at Baba Nyota's boma to pick Nyota.
Hello, Baba Nyota.
Oh, hello, how are you? Fine, thank you.
Is my butterfly ready?
Oh, well, of course. She must be on her way.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
let me assure you that all the cows are ready as per our agreement.
Oh, thank you.
I have brought 3 cows.
Wow.
And you will get the rest after 24 hours.
Oh, grateful.
You have raised your daughter Nyota well.
I appreciate it.
And I will be extremely happy when the ceremony is over.
Me too.
That's nice. That's nice.
Thank you so much, Mzee Tama.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nyota has run away from home. She is sitting on a rock facing Kwetu Kingdom, pondering.
Why? Why? Why are people like this? I do understand our norms. However, I do not agree with the cat. I wish my people could sit down together and listen to each other. I've lost a few friends through the cat. And now 20 girls are going to discontinue their education because they are all expected to get married after the cat. This is against our rights as girls. We'll fight for our rights. Why do we have to drop out of school? Why us? Why? Why us? Don't we have the same rights to education as boys? Nobody cares about the physical and mental trauma we always go through after the cut. It seems the whole world is against us. Mama, if only you were here. Who listened to me? Who listened to us?